In yesterday's shiur, we got as far as the korech, the sandwich of matzah and maror. So I want to continue now with the simanim and deal with the shulchan orech, the meal. So the main question about the meal is about eating roast meat. The Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, says that makom she'nagu lechol tzri b'leilei Pesachim ochlin, makom she'nagu shelo lechol ein ochlin. That whether or not one can eat roast meat on Seder night is dependent on the minhag. The concern is that perhaps it'll look like one's eating the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah Brura is from Tafayin Vav, Sifkatan Aleph, says that the Minhag universally is not to eat tzli, not to eat roast meat on both nights Pesach. And anything which is shechted falls into this category. So whether it's animals or whether it's birds, one can't eat roast meat. One can eat roast fish or roast eggs or roast vegetables on Seder night. Question comes about what's called tzli kedar, something which is roasted in a pot in its own juices. That's a machloket between the Mishnah Brura, who says that one can't eat it on Seder night, and the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that one can. It's worth noting that the Rama in Siman Tafayin Vav says that one should be careful not to eat too much with the meal on Seder night, so that when it comes to eating the afikoman, you've still got room to eat it comfortably. Let's move on now to the tzafun, which is at the end of the meal, eating the afikoman. So the first question about the afikoman is, how much matzah does one need to eat? The Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Zayin Sif Aleph says kazayit kol echad, that everybody needs to eat just one kazayit. However, the Maharil said that one should eat two kazaitim. Why? Because of chavivut, because this is a mitzvah that is really dear to us, and therefore one should double the amount of matzah that one's eating. The Mishnah Brura also says that one should eat two kazaitim, but for a different reason. He says that one kazayit is in memory of the Korban Pesach, and the other kazayit is in memory of the matzah that was eaten together with it. But certainly, strictly speaking, it's fine to eat just one kazayit. In actual fact, the Sefer Chinuch in Siman Kaf Aleph says you just eat ma'at matzah, a bit of matzah. It doesn't even say that you need to eat a kazayit. We follow the Shulchan Aruch, but certainly for somebody who's old and finding it difficult to eat the matzah, they can rely on the view of the chinuch to eat just a bit of matzah, or certainly if they're going to have a kazayit, to take the most lenient view as to what a kazayit is there. But everybody else should eat a proper kazayit, especially as there's some rishonim who say that the afikoman at the end of the meal is really the ikka achilat matzah on Seder night. Next question is, when should the afikoman be eaten? So this is a whole discussion in the Gemara about the latest time for eating the Korban Pesach, the latest time for eating the matzah. Is it midnight or is it the morning? And is it midnight only midrabanan, or does it not apply at all, etc., etc.? So the Shulchan Aruch says that yehezahil ochlo kodem chatzot, one should be careful to eat the afikoman before halachic midnight, which has just gone 1 o'clock in the morning. And that seems to be the view of most poskim. And indeed, it is correct to make sure that one eats the afikoman before chatzot. However, it's brought down in the minhagim of the Chatam Sofer that he didn't wasn't makpid on this. He followed the views that said you don't need to eat to the afikoman by midnight. It's also brought down that that was the practice of the Netziv in Voloshin, not to be makpid about it. So I think there's certainly some flexibility on the second night, when we usually tend to start later as well, and it's only midrabanan, that one can be a bit makel if one needs to. There's also a din that one mustn't eat after the afikoman. That appears in some tough iron chet. What if a person without thinking did? You're eating the afikoman, and then after the afikoman, it's time to clear away the plates, and okay, there's a grape on the plate, so you eat the grape. What should you do about it? Mishnah Brura says you should eat another kazayit of matzah for the afikoman. That's provided it's before Birkat HaMazon. If it's after Birkat HaMazon, then one wouldn't need to do so. What about drinking after the afikoman? So again, one shouldn't drink after the afikoman, other than the arba kosot, but you can certainly drink water. And the Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Pei Aleph, Sifkat Aleph, says anything which is sort of a light drink, one can drink as well, so it won't get rid of the taste of the matzah that remains in the mouth. He says you can have apple juice or tea. A person wants to have a glass of Coca-Cola to keep them awake during the rest of the Seder, that would seem to be permissible. Next stage is Barech, Birkat HaMazon, which essentially isn't radically different from any other Birkat HaMazon throughout the year. Obviously, one says Yalev Yavo on Seder night, and an interesting question comes up about a woman who forgot to say Yalev Yavo on Seder night. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the first siman in his Sheilot and Tshuvot, posits that a woman who forgets to say Yalev Yavo on Birkat HaMazon on the Yom Tov doesn't have to repeat benching. Why not? Because the mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov, which is what generates the meal on Yom Tov, is a mitzvah taseh shazman gram, a positive time-bound mitzvah from which women are exempt. However, on Seder night, women have to eat a kazayit of matzah, and therefore they've got a kazayit, a chiyuv, to say Birkat HaMazon as well, and therefore on Seder night, if a woman forgets to say Yalev Yavo, she would need to repeat Birkat HaMazon. The penultimate stage of the Seder is Hallel, or the second half of Hallel. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Sheilot Tshuvot V'Hanagot Chelek Vav Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, he points out that Rashi Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav, commenting on the fact that Matzah is called Lechem Oni, and the Gemara says that it means Lechem She'onin Alav Devarim Harbe, bread in association with which we say many things, that Rashi says Shegomrim Alav Et HaHalel V'Omrim Alav Haggadah, that we say Hallel and the Haggadah over the Matzah. So he says Ulai, that's the Lashon that he used, maybe one should derive from that that when we say the Hallel after the meal on Seder night, one should also have the Matzah on the table and it shouldn't have been taken away. In a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Lamed Tet, he points out that the Griz, Rev Velvula, was of the opinion that Hallel on Seder night is different to Hallel throughout the rest of the year. Rest of the year is a din of Kriya. One has to read Hallel. On Seder nights is a din of Shira. One has to sing Hallel. Rav Moshe Sternbach says that if one just says Hallel, davens it out of the Haggadah, without saying it with Shira and with Hitlavut, with a sense of joy and excitement and fervently, then one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Hallel as Shira on Seder night. And even though it's getting late at that stage and people are tired, people just want to mumble their way through it, no, Hallel has to be sung enthusiastically. The final stage of the Seder is Nirtza, where we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our avodah should be accepted. And Shana Haba Birushalayim Habanuya.